Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to tonight's edition of Not Mad Science here on Black Hole Radio Network. I do apologize for the difficulties we are experiencing technically. There are some issues between the owners of Black Hole Radio that need to be resolved with Blog Talk that are being addressed and tended to. But tonight's program will be, though brief, but not short in content. To that end, I'm going to give you a very short musical interlude with Smooth by Carlos Santana, and we're going to talk about Halloween briefly, and then we're going to get into the science of astronomy and what is space. We'll be right back. Once again, this is Not So Mad Science with your host, Brother Harold Muhammad, here on the Black Hole Radio Network. Just because Berry Gordy took Motown to L.A. does not mean Detroit has lost its soul.
I hear you whispering the words, melt everyone, but you
That Science. It's your host, Brother Harold Muhammad, here on the Black Hole Radio Network. Halloween. What is the spooky truth about Halloween? 3 years ago, actually, correction. Yeah, 3 years ago, in October, the Huffington Post generated this article. Candies and costumes, ghouls and goblins, tricks or treats. This is Halloween in a nutshell, but not so fast. Sure, all of these elements embody what is believed to be the modern-day Halloween festival, but the holiday's roots and some of its current-day practices actually date back thousands of years. The Halloween celebration, you know, today cycled through different cultures, different religions, and different traditions. In short, let's look at the sweet Halloween history lesson provided, and you'll be much more aware and hopefully you'll be a better respecter of self at your Halloween party. It has been a tradition in this particular century that many people make a foolish fool of themselves on this day. But you need to know what you're doing and why. Yeah, even if you dress as a three-breasted woman, you are a participant in something that you're really not sure about what you're doing. So let's look at a few facts. Number one, Halloween originated from the Celtic festival of Samhain. Over 2,000 years ago, the Celtics, or the Druids, celebrated the end of the harvest season on October 31st. They believed that on that night, ghosts of the dead returned to earth to wreak havoc on their crops and possess the living. What did they do to ward off the ghosts, you would ask? They dressed up in animal heads and skins to entertain and confuse these evil spirits. Number two, there is a tradition of bobbing for apples on Halloween. You can thank the Romans for that whole bit of insanity. Putting your whole face in a bucket of water, they said. It'll be fun, they said. Thanks for nothing, Romans. It was around 43 AD, once the Romans had conquered the Celtic territory, that they took the festival of Samhain and combined it with two of their own existing festivals. Of Feralia, F-E-R-A-L-I-A, a day to remember the day, and the festival of Pomona, a day to celebrate the goddess whose symbol was the apple. You fast forward that practice a few thousand years, and now you're here bobbing for apples. Number three, the word Halloween comes from what is believed to be the Middle English word Allhallowmeech, A-L-H-O-L-O-W-M-E-S-S-E. By 609 A.D., the Catholic Church wanted in on the spooky action. It was Pope Boniface who created All Martyrs' Day, which would eventually evolve into becoming All Saints' Day, which was celebrated on November 1st. the Catholics incorporated many elements of the Celtic holiday of Samhain by celebrating with costumes and bonfires, a thinly veiled attempt to convert Celtic pagans into Christianity. That new fusion of the two holidays was also known as All Hallows, which is derived from the All Hallowmish, or All Saints Day in Middle English. Therefore, the night before became All Hallows Eve, and then eventually Halloween. Item number four. The American colonies weren't too jazzed up about Halloween at first. In the early colonies, the rigid Protestant beliefs precluded the holiday from taking hold. But it was during the Irish potato famine that sent an influx of Irish Catholic immigrants to the Americas that Halloween gained some traction. In the late 1800s, Americans began dressing up, going door to door for treats, and celebrating within their communities. Eventually, the American colonies came around. Halloween is now in America the second largest commercial holiday, next to Christmas. Halloween's popularity went through highs and lows, ebbs and flows in the U.S. The holiday lost popularity in the 20s and the 30s when young thugs, hooligans, barbarians, criminals started using Halloween as an excuse to commit crimes, vandalism, destroying property, and stealing. By the 1950s, town leaders and politicians curbed the vandalism and focused the celebration of Eve and Halloween and commercialized it and targeted it towards school-aged children. Trick-or-treating's popularity grew and helped make the holiday the financial boom second only to Christmas commercially. Item number six. Just how commercial has Halloween become? Americans spend a cool $6 billion each year on Halloween. Approximately $4 billion is spent annually on costumes and decorations and parties alone. Candy consumption makes up the remaining $2 billion. The candy industry makes a quarter of the year's revenue during Halloween alone. Seven. The astronomical amount of money spent on candy is not by accident. Not by a long shot. In 1985, the Senate held hearings on daylight savings time. The candy lobby, candy makers, allegedly place candy pumpkins on the seat of each senator as an incentive to vote to extend daylight savings time into November. Why would they do that? So that candy-hung children, kiddies, spend one more hour trick-or-treating, forcing their neighbors and parents to buy more candy to fill the baskets. And here's item number eight, and this is an interesting little factoid. The original jack-o'-lantern were made from turnips, beets, and potatoes. The ubiquitous decoration comes from a centuries-old Irish myth about a man named Stingy Jack. Stingy Jack managed to royally piss off the devil, supposedly, during his time on earth, so the devil wouldn't let him into hell after his death. Because the trickster was also banned from heaven, Stingy Jack had been wandering the earth with only a light in a hollowed-out turnip ever since. The Scottish and the Irish paid tribute to Jack by recreating his lantern with potatoes, turnips, and beets on Halloween. When the immigrants brought the tradition to the United States, they used the native produce available, pumpkins, for their holiday carving. Number nine, many believe that Halloween is at its most powerful when there is a full moon. However, a Halloween full moon is even more rare than a really white Christmas. Since 1925, there have only been 5 full moons on Halloween. 1925, 1944, 1955, 1974, and 2001. It won't be until 2020 to see the next full moon on what is believed to be Halloween, All Hallows Eve, the festival of Samhain. But is that all I have to say about Halloween? Au contraire, there's far more to say. According to the World Book Encyclopedia, Halloween means a holy evening because it takes place the day before All Saints' Day, the holiday created by Saint Boniface to compete with the Festival of Samhain. Many superstitions and symbols are connected with Halloween. Long before the advent of Christianity in Europe, the belief in witches, sorcerers, and magic was widespread. A worship of fertility was the main object of these early religious and mystical practices. But what do we mean when we say a worship of fertility? We're talking about sexual behavior to the religious significance and the mystical practices of All Hallows Eve. From about 1500 BC, the much-feared cult called the Druids were in power in Western Europe. This was a sect of the priestly body, both male and female. Their cruelty and barbarity and the kind of magic they practiced far outweighed their scholarship. People were used as sacrifices and were flogged, tortured, and sexually molested before they were killed by having their hearts torn out while they were still alive. Their sexual organs were cut off and conserved to be used in what is called black masses. sometimes these people wore skins. And the skin was used in different religious rites. The Druids taught that on Halloween, ghosts, spirits, fairies, witches, and elves came out to harm people. From this terrible satanic religion comes the use of witches, ghosts, and cats in today's celebration of Halloween. The Druids had an autumn festival which they called Samhain, which marked the end of summer. It was a fertility festival, thanking the spirits for the crops of that year. During the night, these so-called black masses were conducted. The custom of using leaves, pumpkins, and corn stalks as Halloween decorations come from this Druid festival. And once again, in 700 AD, the Roman Catholic Church named November 1st All Saints Day. And the old pagan customs and the Christian feast day were combined into the Halloween festival because the people refused to leave the old customs. Once again, this is Not So Mad Science with your host, Brother Harold Muhammad, here on the Black Hole Radio Network. Am I finished with Halloween? No, 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 no. The Jehovah's Witnesses, they've done research into a festival called Halloween. Is Halloween celebrated where you live at? In the United States and Canada, Halloween is widely known and celebrated every year on October 31st, today. These Halloween customs, though, can be found in many parts of the globe today. In some places, holidays are celebrated that, although named differently, they share similar themes. Contact with the spirit world involving spirits of the dead, fairies, witches, and evil demons and devils and all this whatnot. Personally, you may not believe in supernatural spirits. You might simply view taking part in Halloween and solar celebrations as a way to have fun. Really? And teach your children to explore their imaginations. Really? Many people, though, regard these celebrations as harmful for the following reasons. And I'll share one of mine, personal favorites. Halloween explains, according to the Encyclopedia of American Folklore, is integrally related to the prospect of contact with spiritual forces, many of which threaten or frighten. Likewise, many celebrations like Halloween have their pagan origins and are deeply rooted in ancestor worship. Up until this very day, people around the world use these days to make contact with supposed spirits of the dead. Although Halloween has been viewed mainly as an American holiday, you would be wrong. Each year, people in more and more countries have been adopting it. Many newcomers to the celebration, however, are unaware of the pagan practices out of which Halloween and the symbolism it means comes, the decorations and the customs. Much of it are directly related to the worshiping of supernatural beings and the occult forces. Thousands of Wiccans who follow ancient Celtic rituals call Halloween by the ancient name Samhain and consider it to be the most sacred night of the year. Christians don't realize it. Spiritual people don't realize it. They don't put the pieces together. But by practicing and participating in the celebration of the Celtic and Druidic festival of Halloween, you're celebrating pagan holiday with pagans. According to USA Today, people say, we like it. Well, what are you saying that you like? You got to think about that. Celebrations like Halloween are in conflict with biblical teachings. The Bible warns there must never be anyone among you, divination, who is soothsayer, augur, A-U-G-U-R, or sorcerer, who uses charms, consults ghosts or spirits, or calls up the dead. Deuteronomy 18, 10, and 11. You'll also find references to this in Leviticus 19:31 and Galatians 5, 19 through 21. In view of the previously stated items, it is wise for you to know about the origins of the fun that you believe you're having in its celebration of Halloween. Having greater understanding, may you move to join many others who do not participate in this holy celebration. What are some of the other names that are used worldwide to celebrate Halloween? In some parts of North America, it is called the Day of the Dead. In South America, it is called Kwasaskanish. In Europe, many places refer to it as the Day of the Dead and variations of Halloween. There are parts of Eurocentralized Africa where it is called the Dance of the Hooded Egunguns. In parts of Asia, it is called the Bon Festival. Some of the practices of this celebration, or the custom of Halloween and its symbols, vampires, werewolves, witches, and zombies, these creatures have long been associated with the evil spirit world. Candy. The ancient Celtics tried to appease wicked spirits with sweets. The church, yes, the Catholic Church, later encouraged celebrants to go from house to house on All Hallows Eve, asking for food in return for a prayer for the dead. That eventually became Halloween's trick or treat. The costumes. The Celtics wore frightening masks so that evil spirits would mistakenly think the wearers were spirits and would leave them alone. The Catholic Church gradually amalgamated pagan customs with the Feast of All Souls and All Saints. Later celebrants went from house to house wearing costumes of saints and angels and devils. Pumpkins, as I stated before, cars, candlelit turnips were displayed to repel evil spirits. To some, the candle in the turnip represented a soul trapped in purgatory, that never, never land in between heaven and hell. Later, carved pumpkins were more commonly used because of geography. So what is the timeline of this thing called Halloween? In the 5th century BCE, the Druids or the Celtics observed the festival of Samhain at the end of October, when they believed ghosts and demons roamed the earth more so than at any other time. It then was in the 1st century CE that the Romans conquered the Celts and adopted the spiritualistic rituals of Samhain. It was in the 7th century CE that Pope Boniface IV decided to establish the annual celebration of All Saints' Day to honor the dead and the martyrs. It was in the 11th century CE, the 2nd of November is designated All Souls' Day to commemorate the dead. Observances surrounding All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day are collectively called Hallowtide. In the 18th century CE, the name of the holiday, Halloween or Hallow Evening, appears in print as Halloween. It was a typo. Isn't that something? 18th century CE, thousands of people who moved from Ireland to the United States bring with them Halloween customs that, in time, combined with similar customs of Arab immigrants from Britain and Germany, as well as the slaves from Africa and other parts of the world. In the 20th century, Halloween becomes a popular nationwide holiday in the United States for big business to make money on the ignorance of the general population. It is now in the 21st century that the commercial interest, the true demon in all of this, in Halloween, grows into a worldwide multi-billion dollar industry. Thus, this ends our discussion on Halloween. Know what you're doing before you do, and understand why you ask your children to participate in that which propagates their participation in the pagan ritualization of their lives. This is Not So Mad Science with your host, Brother Harold Muhammad, here on the Black Hole Radio Network. And now, we're going to get into what is space.
Lying just beneath everyday reality is a breathtaking world where much of what we perceive about the universe is wrong. Physicist and best-selling author Brian Greene takes you on a journey.